Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf, or tomorrow's daf that we're doing today, is Basra Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hey Amid Beis. We are at Ibayi Luhu, toward the end of the page, 2 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Hey Amid Beis. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Zechin Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the Zechus of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to have the sugya of migo b'makom chazaka. What if a guy has a migo that backs up his claim that he's already paid, but there's a chazaka that tells us that he hasn't already paid? So which one is stronger, the ne'amanus that comes along with a migo, or the chazaka that tells us otherwise? So the Gemara is going to try to bring three rayas in terms of migo b'makom chazaka. Then the Gemara is going to have machlokas whether you have to pay for the entire wall when you build a partial corresponding extension, meaning someone builds a wall that technically you would not have to pay for because you don't need that wall, but then you build a wall across from it, which indicates that you're going to be using that original wall, but you don't build the wall that you build doesn't go all the way across. It only goes partially. So do I have to pay my share of the entire original wall, or only keneged that which I built myself? Then the Gemara is going to get into the sugya of cheskas hishtamshus, that there's an entirely different type of chazaka where if I've been using something that belongs to you for a long time, we assume that I'm allowed to continue using it. So what sort of hishtamshus would qualify as a chazaka, and when can we say that if I was able to use your property for X, it must be that I'm also allowed to use your property for Y? So that's going to be a number of examples in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, what if I rent an apartment in a large building, and the building has a courtyard, and the building has a backyard, and the building has walls, and the building has so how much of the part of the parts of the building that are not exactly my apartment am I allowed to use? What rights do I gain in the rest of the building? Then the Gemara is going to discuss dinim that relate to building mechitzos on rooftops, that obviously there's a din of a makkah on a rooftop, but what about mechitzos as far as Hezek Re'iya is concerned? Because Hezek Re'iya need four amahai mechitza, for makkah you only need 10 tafachai mechitza. So what are the dinim in terms of mechitzos on rooftops? What if you have two rooftops that go across the street from one another? So can I force you to build to pay for half of my mechitza? How exactly does that work? What if you have a chatzar next to a gag? So in what sense do we have the right to demand that someone build a Hezek Re'iya type of wall as it relates to a roof? So says the Gemara, we are holding at Ibayu Lohu on Daf Heim Beis. So Ibayu Lohu, Tova'u Lachaz Mano, Varm Lo Perticha Betoks Mani Mahu. What if the Malda is Tovea the Love? He says, you have to pay me, and you already owed me the money a few days ago, so it's after the Zman HaPiron that he comes and makes the claim, and the Love says, I paid you, and I paid you Betoch the Zman, meaning it was a 30-day loan, I paid you on day 25. Now, normally we have a chazaka that ain't adam pareh b'toch zmanu. A person does not pay early. There's a chazaka that people don't pay early, so there's a chazaka that what this fellow is saying is not true. Yet, on the other hand, this guy has a migo that he could have said that he paid bizman, that he paid on time, so maybe we should believe him that when he says that he paid early. So, mi arminan b'makom chazaka, arminan mali l'shaker, do we assume that we'll apply mali l'shaker, just another word for migo, that will apply migo in the case of chazaka? Odil makom chazaka lo aminan mali l'shaker. Or maybe in the case of chazaka, we do not apply the principle of migo of mali l'shaker. So the Gemara is going to try to bring three rayas in terms of this issue of migo b'makom chazaka. So raya number one, tashema, is the Mishnah that we had on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah had said that if someone is tovea his neighbor to pay his portion of the wall that's between their two properties, so up until 4 amos of height, where the guy is actually absolutely responsible to pay, if he claims he already did pay, so then we believe him. It's becheskas shenasan achi avirai shalom nasan. We assume that he paid because he'd be responsible to pay up until 4 amos, and I never would have let him get away without paying up until 4 amos. So if I'm going to want him to pay again, I'm going to have to bring a raya that he has not yet paid. Well, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? When am I asking for the money, and when is he claiming he has already paid it? If the case is that I'm coming after the zman and I'm saying, hey, you got to pay me, and he says, I paid you exactly on time, exactly when the wall was completed, I paid you. Well, then pshita, of course the guy is believed to say that he paid. People pay on time, and he's neman. A person is neman to say that he paid on time. So that can't be the case in the Mishnah because it's too obvious. Ella da'amali praticha betochzmani. No, it must be that I'm coming la'achrzman, and I'm saying you got to pay me, and you say back to me, I paid you betochzmani while the wall was still in mid construction before I was even obligated to pay. I paid you back. So the Mishnah says we believe him. So this is exactly a case of a migo b'makom chazaka, that he has a migo that he's believed to say that he paid early, migo that he could have said he paid on time, but there's chazaka that people do not pay early. So it's exactly amigo b'makom chazaka. I'll not feel b'makom chazaka. Arminan mali l'shaker. So apparently, even b'makom chazaka, we apply amigo. So that is raya number one. So says the Gemara, nah, we don't say amigo b'makom chazaka. Someone who claims he paid b'tochzman, we would not believe such a person, even though he could have timed that he paid on time. But shiny hacha the kol shav v'shafa zimnehu. In this case of the wall, the halacha is different because every row of stones is the zman piraon for that row of stones. So mimela, when the guy claimed that he paid before the conclusion of the building of the wall, that's not a taina that paraticha b'toch zmani. That's a taina that paraticha bizmani, that I paid not early, but that I paid on time, because that's the definition of on time when it comes to building a wall. So raya number one is not a raya at all. So says Gemara, okay, tashma, let's bring a second raya from Vayter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then went on to say that me'arba amos l'mayli, if one of the shutafim wants to raise the wall beyond 4 amos and wants to build it up to 5, 6, 7 amos, and the other one is not interested in participating in building such a high wall, ein mechayvino, so we are not mechayiv him to pay for his portion of the wall that's beyond 4 amos. But as soon as he puts another wall across from that, which indicates that he wants to use the original wall, even the part that's higher than 4 amos, so then he's going to have to pay for the part that was even higher than 4 amos. And we're not going to believe him that he's already paid for it, unless he proves that he already paid for it. Well, hey chidami, what exactly is the case that that's talking about? If the case is that it was after the time for payment had already come, and he was tovea him that you have to pay me, va'amarlo, and the nitva says, praticha bizmani, I paid you on time, amaylo, why wouldn't he be believed? You're always believed to say you pay on time. Elav amar praticha b'tochzmani. It must be that he's claiming that he paid early. So alma b'makom chazaka la'armin mali l'shaker. And we don't believe him when he's saying he paid early. Why don't we believe him? It must be that we do not apply amigo when there's a chazaka. That here you have a chazaka that a person does not pay early. He's claiming he did pay early, and he says you got to believe me with amigo that I could have claimed I paid on time. And we say we don't believe your amigo because we have a chazaka against your amigo. So there you have amigo clashing with Chazaka, and Chazaka wins. So says Gemara, nah, not a raya that Chazaka beats out Migo. Shiny hacha, maybe the din of the very tall wall that's more than 4 amos tall is different, where the guy is not going to be believed to say that he paid early, and even though he has a Migo, because to Amar, this chiyuv of the guy who puts another wall corresponding to the original wall is not something that's universally known about, universally recognized, and the guy is going to say in his heart, even though I put my wall across from the original wall, I don't know that the Rabbanan are going to make me pay for the part of the original wall that's more than 4 amos off the ground, and therefore I'm not going to pay until Beis Din forces me to pay. Meaning normally a person, we always assume a person pays on time, but that's when he knows that he's chayiv and he knows that the Beis Din is going to be mechayiv him. But when a person is doesn't know that he's chayiv and doesn't think Beis Din is going to be mechayiv him, there's more reason to assume that he's not going to pay, or that he hasn't yet paid. So maybe enochinami, when you have a migo versus a chazaka, maybe the migo wins, and the guy should be believed to say that he did pay, because migo beats chazaka. But over here you have a third factor, that it's a migo against the chazaka, plus kind of another chazaka, that a guy's not going to pay until he's forced to pay on something that is not universally recognized as a chiyuv. So raya number two fails as well. So says the Gemara, let's bring a raya, this time from a different Mishnah. Since the two rayas from our Mishnah didn't work, so we're going to bring a raya from a third Mishnah, not in Maseches Bava Basra. So I'm le'ravach b'reid rav le'ravashi toshma. We'll bring a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos. Manali biyavcha, a guy says, you owe me $100. Amar lo, hey. Then he says, in front of Eidim, he says, yeah, I owe you $100. Lemachar, then the next day, the Tovea comes, Amar lo, teneuli. He says, remember the $100 you told me yesterday, you acknowledge that you owe me, I'd like you to pay it right now. So im Amar, if the Nitva says, nisatav lecha, I've already given it to you, pater. He's believed and he doesn't have to pay. But im lecha biyadi, if he says, no, I don't owe it to you, chayiv, he's obligated to pay. So what exactly is the difference between saying nisatav lecha versus ein lecha biyadi? Apparently that makes all the difference. But what exactly is the difference between those two phrases? So my love, doesn't it mean, now it's conjecture, right? Now the Gemara is saying, it must mean, or maybe it means, nisatav lecha damar lei praticha bizmani. Nisatav lecha must mean that I paid on time, and therefore he's going to be neman, he's going to be pater. Ein lecha biyadi damar lei praticha bitoch zmani. Ein lecha biyadi must mean that I've paid, and I paid early. And v'katani chayev, and we say we don't believe him, and he's going to have to pay. So alma b'makom chazak alarmin mali l'shaker. Even though he has a migo, that migo, he could have said that he paid on time, we should believe him that he paid early, but there's a chazaka that people don't pay early, and therefore the chazaka beats out the migo, and we do not believe this guy. But this all works with the presumption that that's the difference between nesatav lecha and ein lecha biyadi. That nesatav lecha means on time, ein lecha biyadi means early. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not what it means. I mean, that conjecture was not true. My ein lecha biyadi, you know what ein lecha biyadi means? Lo hayu dvar me'olam. It means that it never happened. I never borrowed the money, and that's why we don't believe the guy. Because just yesterday you said that you did borrow the money and that you owed $100 and you said it in front of Eidim. So to go and say la hadam, to go and say that it never happened, we're not going to believe you. Damar mar kolomer lo levisi kolomer lo parati dami. That anyone who says that I did not borrow the money, that la hadam, it's as if he's saying that I did not pay the money, because a person never pays back money that he didn't borrow. So if you're saying that I didn't borrow the money, then you are definitely acknowledging that you didn't pay the money. We know that you borrowed the money because you admitted in front of Eidim the previous day that you borrowed the money, and now you've just admitted that you haven't paid the money, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. So this does nothing for us in terms of the sugya of migo b'makom chazaka. The Ravid is quoting the Shittim Gretz over here is wondering how could the Gemara think, even in the Hava Mina, that the difference between the satav lecha and in lecha biyadi is whether he's claiming to have paid on time or early. It seems so obvious that it's not about that. That in lecha biyadi means exactly that. That I was never chayiv to pay you, like the Gemara's teretz. So the Ravid says, yeah, but it's missing a key word. If it really means I was never chayiv to pay, I never borrowed the money from you, it should have said me'olam at some point in the in that phrase. So ein lecha biyadi without the word me'olam is what gave the makshan the impression that this was not a total denial that the loan ever happened. So that's why in the Hava Mina we thought ein lecha biyadi meant that I paid bitoch zmani. So kamash malan, no, ein lecha biyadi means that this loan never happened. Now Tosfos is bothered. Why do we have to say this last line that kala omer lo levisi komer lo parati dami? Why does the Gemara need to say that? After all, you could have just said bepashlus that he's not believed with his taina that he never borrowed the money, because we have eidim that he did borrow the money and he's never even claiming that he paid it. So meaning, forget about kala omer lo, by your own admission you never paid it. Who cares whether by his own admission he never paid it? Here's what we know. We know that he borrowed the money and he's not claiming to have paid it. So that's it. So that's the end of the story. Why do I need to say kala omer lo levisi komer lo parati? That's Tosfos Kasha in Dibra Maskel Kol. So Tosfos suggests that one might have said that when he says lo hayu dvar meolam, that's as if he's saying parati, and therefore it's ki'ilu, lo levisi. So that, and therefore I should be pater, that is a claim that it was paid already. So that's why kamash mela, and that's why he tells me, no, amramar, kolam lo levisi, kolam lo parati dami. That we do not interpret the phrase, lo hayu dvar me'olam, as saying that I've already paid. Adraba, we interpret the phrase of lo hayu dvar me'olam as saying that I never paid, and therefore the guy is going to be chayiv. So none of the three rayas really proved what we paskin when it comes to migo b'makom chazaka. So now weiter in the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah that if you have a kosel chatzer that falls down, so mechayivim to rebuild it up until dalet amos. If one of the shutfim builds it up more than four amos, so the other one doesn't have to pay for the expenses that are higher than four amos, that pay for the building materials that elevate the wall more than four amos. But samach lo kosel acher, but then if the guy builds another wall right across from it, adjacent to it, then megalgal in alav esakol. So by building another wall adjacent to it, you're showing that you're happy with that original wall, because obviously you're going to lean rest some beams on the top of the original wall, and you're going to use it to make roofing, and you're going to have a nice little shady area in your backyard utilizing that original wall. So now you're going to have to pay for the full height of that original wall. So I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, when it says in the Mishnah that if you put another wall right next to it, it's not only if you put a wall next to the original wall that you built, but even samaklapalga, samaklakula, even if you only built a wall that goes halfway out corresponding to the original wall. So the original wall ran from one end of the chatzar all the way to the other end. You build another wall that only makes it halfway through the chatzar, still you're going to have to pay for the entire length of the original wall that was built. Samaklapalga is ki'ilu it samach lukula. Rav Nachman Amar L'maida Samach Samach L'maida Samach Lo Samach. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna. He says, no, all you've indicated is that you're going to use half of the length of the original wall, because you only built across from it half of the length. So therefore you only have to pay for the full height of half of the length of the original wall, not the other half. So this is the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So says the Gemara, and there are some cases where each one would agree to the other. Umod Rav Huna b'karna v'lufta. Rav Huna would agree that if from the way you built it, it's very clear that you don't plan on building all the way across, and that you're going to stop building your wall right where it is right now, like in a case where it's in a keren zavis, meaning that the wall that you built is attached to a corner of your own house. So, meaning Reuven's house is right up against one side of the wall that Shimon had built, and now Reuven extends on the other side of his house the second wall that runs across from it, and he doesn't extend all the way across, so we assume he's not going to build the rest of the way. Meaning, when you're building a wall across from another wall, so we assume you're going to build the whole thing. But when you're just extending onto your house, we don't assume you're going to extend as far as you can necessarily go. You want a minor extension to your house. So when he's building off of his house, so that's only a minor extension, and therefore even Rav Huna is going to be moda to that which Rav Nachman said, that lemaida samach samach, lemaida lo samach lo samach, that you're only going to have to pay for the full height of the part of the wall that you built a wall across from. Umoda Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman will be moda b'ifriza b'kavata d'kshuri. In cases of ifriza, where you build a wall that is lower than the mechitza that the other guy built, but you put a friza on top of the wall, which is like a beam, a thick beam across the whole length of the wall, where it looks like you're planning on resting other beams that will serve as a roofing material. So clearly you're indicating that you plan on elevating a little bit further. So even though the new wall that you built doesn't reach the full height of the original wall, but the way you topped it off indicates that you plan on building it even higher. Same as kavata d'kshure, that you put little windows in your wall where beams will fit neatly, where obviously you're going to build over those windows as well by making roofing materials. So then it's an indicator that you plan on building to the full height. So in such a case, Rav Nachman would be modet Rav Huna that you have to pay for the entire thing, because it's obvious they plan on using the entire height. Okay, so now back to what the Mishnah had said, that if Shimon builds a wall that's four amos high, Reuven does not have to pay for the, I'm sorry, if Shimon builds a wall that's more than four amos high, Reuven does not have to pay for that which is more than four amos high. And therefore, Reuven tainas that he already paid for the part that was more than four amos high, and therefore he should be allowed to use it, we don't believe him, because why would you have already paid for it if you weren't obligated to pay for it? So Amar Rav Huna, Beikaveh, that small windows that are in the top of a wall across from Reuven's chatzah that are made so that Reuven could rest beams, could insert beams into those small windows, and Reuven Tainas, you prepared those chalonos the fact that Shimon prepared those chalonos are a raya that I must have paid for my portion of the wall, meaning in Reuven's original wall that he built, he put in in Shimon's original wall that he built, he put in chalonos. Why would he put in chalonos on my side of the property? It must be because he knows that I'm going to put in beams that are going to rest in those chalonos. Now, he knows I'm going to put in beams that are going to rest in those chalonos. Why would he accommodate that if I hadn't paid for it? It must be that I already paid for the part of the wall that's that height. So, lavi chazaka. That is not a chazaka, that is not a raya, that Reuven paid for that part of the wall and that he's allowed to use it. Of the himlati, and even though he even went through such a burden of putting wide beams or wide boards on the next to the windows to protect them, Damarle, because Shimon could say, you haven't paid me yet. But Amina, I just thought to myself, that when you do pay me for it and you do want to start utilizing this wall, I want it to be all ready and not get ruined by the roofing material that you're going to put on top of it. So yes, I built the wall in a way that indicates that I'm expecting you to use it. But that does not mean that you've already paid for the right to use it. Maybe you have not yet paid for the right to use it, but I'm hopeful that in the future we'll come to some sort of agreement. You'll pay me some sort of money for the right to use it, and then we'll, you know, I'll be all set to go. But that's not a rayo that you've already paid for the right to use it. So now we take a turn, and now the Gemara is going to move on to a discussion of cheskas hishtamshus, cheskas tashmishin, meaning sometimes a person has a chazaka in the right to use somebody else's property. So Reuven is using Shimon's property, and Shimon doesn't say anything about it. Just the fact that Shimon hasn't said anything is a raya that Shimon has the rights to, that Reuven has the rights to use Shimon's property, and Shimon is no longer allowed to throw him out. It doesn't mean that Reuven owns Shimon's property. Shimon is still the owner of Shimon's property, but Reuven has certain rights to be able to use it. This is critical, right? Meaning when we talk about cheskas gimel shanim of karka, so that's always about ownership. Right, if I say that, if you come over to me and you say, what are you doing in this field? What are you doing in this house? And I say, what do you mean? I've been here for 3 years. I have cheskas gimel shanim. What I'm essentially saying is, it's mine. I own it. Why are you claiming that it's not mine? It's actually mine. That is not what this sugya is about. This sugya is not about the third parak of Basra, which is all cheskas gimel shanim. This is about cheskas ishtamshus. Cheskas gimel shanim requires two things. It requires 3 years of the original owner not saying anything, and a taina, that I have some sort of taina, that I bought it from you, you gave it to me as a matana. I have to have some sort of claim of ownership. Without a claim of ownership, and without 3 years of the original owner not saying anything, I do not have a chazaka. Those are the two ingredients that you need for cheskas gimel shanim. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim, what are the ingredients you need for cheskas ishtamshus? Meaning, I walked through your backyard one day, and you were out there barbecuing, and you're like, howdy neighbor, and I just walked right through. So is that it? One time I walked through and you didn't yell at me, you didn't come out in your undershirt with a shotgun. So that's it. Then now I know for sure that I have a cheskas ishtamshus. So there's a discussion that we showed him what exactly you need to develop a cheskas ishtamshus. So Rabbi Yona writes, a cheskas tashmishin is the same as cheskas karka. You need 3 years and a taina that you purchased the right to walk through the property. If I don't have a taina, if I just say, oh, well, you didn't say anything, that's not enough. I need to have a taina that I bought this right. That is Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the most extreme formulation. Tosus and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph writes, a cheskas tashmishin does require 3 years, but it does not require a taina. Just me saying that you haven't said anything about it is enough. I don't need to also claim that I bought this right from you. The Rashbam is quoted, the cheskas tashmishin doesn't even need 3 years. It needs neither of the ingredients. It needs neither 3 years nor a taina. The Ramban says that also it needs neither 3 years nor a taina. The Yad Ramah writes, the cheskas tashmishin does not need 3 years, but it's not a chazaka before 30 days. At that much, at least you need, meaning maybe not 3 years, but at least you need shloshim yom. So we have all these different opinions as far as what it takes to have a cheskas tashmishin. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, let's say you have Ruvain puts his beams on Shimon's wall, and you know it's beams weigh a lot, so they're adding weight to Shimon's wall, and Shimon didn't say anything. So achzik lohurdi, lo achzik lekshuri. Just because I've put light beams on Shimon's wall and he hasn't said anything, that is not a raya that I'm entitled to put heavier beams on Shimon's wall. But lekshuri, if I've already put heavier beams and I developed the cheskas hishtamshus for heavier beams, then achzik lohurdi, then for sure I'm allowed to put lighter beams on Shimon's wall. Lechora, that's a davar pasha. No, meaning if Shimon allowed me to put heavy beams, of course I have a cheskas hishtamshus to put lighter beams. So the Rashba writes, no, the chiddush is that if he allowed me to put heavy beams, that way, let's say I put two beams, each one weighs 100 pounds, it's a raya that I'm also allowed to put four beams and each one weighs 25 pounds. That if it's the same weight, even if it's more beams, so lighter beams means, yeah, each beam is lighter, but I also have a chazaka now that I'm allowed to use up to 100 pounds. So I'm allowed to put more quantity of lighter beams. So that must be the chiddush in this line of Gemara. That's how the Rashba understands. But anyway, so that's Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef Amar, achzik luhurdi, achzik lekshuri. That even if I have a chazaka for the lighter beams, that's enough to allow me to put heavier beams down as well. Because it's mistaver that if I purchased the right to put beams on your wall, that we didn't start getting into the weeds and you started making dakastika chilukim, then oh no, you're only allowed to put 25 pound beams and not 50 pound beams, right? Mistaver, if I bought the right to put beams, we didn't distinguish any further. That's at least how Tosos explains in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, that's the svara over here, that for Rav Yosef, that achzik lor di achzik lekshuri, because otherwise, why would it be that just because I'm allowed to put light beams that you're going to enable me to put heavier beams down? So it must be. It must be that what we're saying is that if we arrange such a deal that I've purchased the right to use your wall for beams, then I've purchased the right without any distinctions. Beis Yosef writes that no, even if cheskas hashtamshus works me din mechila, I mean that's assuming cheskas hashtamshus requires that I have a taina. Remember, we had all those shittas in Rishonim. Does cheskas hashtamshus need a taina that I bought it? So that whole svar of Tosos only works if you assume that you need a taina that you bought it. But what if you hold cheskas hashtamshus doesn't need a taina? It just needs, you didn't say anything, so I assume it's a mechila. So Beis Yosef writes, yeah, same svar though, that if I'm tainaing that if the whole argument is that you were mochel, mistama, you were mochel entirely. And if you're mochel for the heavier beams, you're mochel for the lighter beams as well. Ikada Amri, others say a different lashon, that Amr Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said, achzik luhurdi, achzik lekshuri, that if you're machzik for the lighter beams, you are also machzik for the heavier beams, lekshuri, achzik luhurdi, and vice versa, meaning what Rav Yosef said in the first lashon, in the second lashon is in fact the shita of Rav Nachman. But it says, so Rav Nachman is where Rav Yosef said in the first lashon. Another halacha related to cheskas tashmishin, Amr Rav Nachman, achzik lenatvi, that if I have a chazaka that the system I have that drains rainwater off of my roof lands in your chatzer, then I'm also allowed to drain other water off of my roof into your chatzer, because apparently you don't mind water pouring from my roof into your chatzer. But achzik l'shavchi, but if I make a gutter that pours all the water into your chatzer, lo achzik l'natfi, that does not necessarily allow my rainwater to drip into your chatzer in the natural way. Meaning natfi means that I just have like a slanted roof, so it all just comes down into your chatzar along the whole length of my roof. Shavchi means that I have a gutter system where it doesn't just come down all across the length of the roof. It goes into a gutter and it all lands in one place. It all funnels into one place, and that's where it lands in your chatzar. So we assume that if you allow me to have it funnel into one place, that's not necessarily a raya that you're comfortable with water going all the way across the entire chatzar. But if you allowed the water to go all the way across the entire chatzar, mistama, you're also okay with it landing in one place. Rav Yosef says Afilu Aksik L'Shav Yasik L'Naftvi. It works both ways. That if you don't mind water, you don't mind water, whether it's all channeled into one location or whether it runs across the entire length of the roof. Ikadam Yom Rav Nachman. The other version of Rav Nachman is Aksik L'Shav Chi Aksik L'Naftvi L'Naksik Aksik L'Shav Chi. Meaning, just like in the previous one, Rav Nachman in the Ikadam is what Rav Yosef said in the first lashon. Aval Tzrifa Du'Ur B'Nilo. But to have a roof made out of Tzrifa Du'Ur B'Nilo, which is like bundles of rubber branches, that you're not going to allow, because apparently that causes more constant dripping of water, and that no one wants, such a constant dripping of water. So just because I have a chazaka that my roof drains into your property, but not if it's the kind of roof that's a constant drip. Rav Yosef or Rafi L'Tzrifa D'Orbani, and Rav Yosef thinks even L'Tzrifa D'Orbani I'm allowed to have once I have a chazaka that my water could go into your property. Avad Rav Yosef Uvda L'Tzrifa D'Orbani, and Rav Yosef actually paskin like this halacha l'maisa. It was not just an opinion that was expressed in the Beis HaMedrash, it was something that he actually paskened halacha l'maisa. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaver, if someone rents a Bayis L'Chaver, Bibiru Gedola, an apartment in a very large building. So, Mishtamesh B'Zizeha, the renter is allowed to, the tenant is allowed to use the ledges that come on the outside of the wall, and he can hang objects on those ledges, he can use them as hooks, Ubikosleha, and he's allowed to put objects in the holes that are in the wall on the outside of the apartment building, even though those walls are not really his apartment's walls. Ad arba amos, up until 4 amos from his own room, from his own apartment. Even in a place where there's no known minug that you're allowed to do that, that's the natural assumption. Uba'ovia kosel b'makom shenagu, and if the room that he rents is all the way on the top floor, it's on the by the rooftop, so then he's allowed to use the top of the wall of the building, which is the thickness of the wall, because the wall, you know, the wall is a certain height and then doesn't go on the rakia, it stops at some point, so I can rest things on top of the wall. Oh, but only if there's a minute that you're allowed to do that. Aval b'turbet zapadni, but in the walls of the garden that are outside of that building, lo, that you're not allowed to use, because that's made for, you know, it's made to make the building look beautiful. So I'm going to start hanging my dirty laundry on all the areas, every tree in the garden, so it's going to look terrible. So I'm not allowed to do that just because I have an apartment in the building. Rav Nachman didei amar afilu b'turbet zapadni, that even in the garden, aval ruchavish achori abatim, but the area that's behind the building, lo, that I'm certainly do not have the right to utilize. Rava amar afilu ruchavish achori abatim, and Rava says even the area behind the building is rented to the tenant, and he's allowed to use that as well. Okay, back to cheskas tashmishin. Amar Ravina, haik shur de metalalta, a beam that's made for shade, that they stick it in the wall in order to put some schach over it, so if you lean it against someone else's wall to support this beam, and the guy didn't say anything, and then at some later time, the guy says, hey, how long are you going to keep your beam on my wall? Can you get it out of here? And you say, what do you mean? You didn't say anything, and now I have a cheskas hishtamshus. You're not allowed to say anything now. Remember we said, sheet and rishonah, that it takes, I think it was the Ramban, that it takes 30 days to develop a chazaka. So this is it, the Adrama was, that this is it. Is where we see that 30 days to develop a chazaka, that up until 30 days we assume that he was just, you know, biting his tongue and not saying anything, because he figured he would take down that beam, he'd be embarrassed. But once it's already been more than 30 days, if he didn't say anything, it's a presumed mechila. The sukkah de mitzvahi. But if what he's building over that beam is a sukkah for the yomtov of sukkahs, it's sukkah de mitzvah, then ad shiviyomin, lo havi chazaka basar shiviyomin, havi chazaka. Then it's only not a chazaka for the first 7 days. Once it's been more than 7 days, now it already becomes a chazaka. 7 days, literally, Tosos points out in Dibra Maschil Ad, that 7 days is lavdavka, because once he's supposed to take down his sukkah, right? You need the sukkah through Hoshana Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael, right? And that's already 7 days. So when do you want him to take it down? On Shmini Atzeres. You're not allowed to take down a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So it can't mean 7 days. It must mean at least past Shmini Atzeres. That if after 8 days and Shmini Atzeres is already over and he still hasn't taken down his sukkah, that's when we assume that it's already a chazakah. The Yad Rama says, no. It means 7 days. And when is he supposed to take down a sukkah? On Hoshana Rabbah. Meaning at the end of the day, on Hoshana Rabbah, he knows he's not going to need his sukkah anymore, because in Eretz Yisrael you don't sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. There's only one day of Yantif, so you don't, it's not a Safik Hoshana Rabbah, you don't have that din. So in Eretz Yisrael you don't sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, he should take down his sukkah. That's so the Yad Ramah takes it literally that it's actually 7 days. L'chor, it's a difficult din, because why is it that when I put a stam, regular beam, I get 30 days before you have to make a macha'a, and yet if I'm using it for a mitzvah, now the owner of the wall is expected to make a macha'a as soon as 7 days are over. So the Rishonim have different mahalchim to explain the discrepancy. The Rashbam says, yeah, because by a stam, the gazebo that you're putting up, people generally are not makvin until 30 days, so you don't have to worry that the guy's going to leave it there forever. But by a sukkah shel mitzvah, you know how long he intends to leave it there. He intends to leave it there for the Yom Tov. So the second the Yom Tov is over and he's still leaving it there, that should indicate to the original owner that there's a problem over here, that this guy might leave it here forever. Meaning if it's just stama gazebo, so you know that sometimes people put up temporary things in their yard and you'll assume it's temporary, and it's only once 30 days pass that you'll no longer assume it's temporary. But when you know that it's sukkahs, as soon as sukkahs is over, you see that it's not temporary anymore. The other Rishonim say it a little differently, but we don't have time to get into it right now. Okay, so says Gemara, b'chabre b'tina. Now, if you take that beam and you actually attach it with cement, then the altra v'chazaka. Then the owner of the original wall should have said something immediately, and if he didn't, then it's a chazaka immediately. So Amar Abaye, shnei batim sheitzi de Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you have two homes that are on opposite sides of Rosh Hashanah. Osa maka l'chatzi gago, ze osa maka l'chatzi gago, ze osa maka l'chatzi gago, ze shalo k'neged ze umadif. So each one builds a wall that covers half of his rooftop, and they just overlap just a bit, so they can't see into each other's roofs. Meaning, I don't have to build a wall across my whole roof, which would leave you with having to do nothing. Nor do you have to build a wall against your whole roof. You build on the western side of the roof. I'll build on the eastern side of the roof. We'll overlap a bit, and then you won't have to. No one will see into the other side. So, my Rosh Hashanah. Why do we say that there are two sides of Rosh Hashanah? Even if there are two sides of Rosh Hashanah, we should say the same halacha. So it says, well, Rosh Hashanah mitzrich lei. The Chiddush is better Rosh Hashanah. That ma'od detem neimu lei sof sof habayis l'tztanuim ibn lei Rosh Hashanah. I might have thought that one guy could tell the other guy, what does it help you to build a half a wall? The people from the Rosh Hashanah are still going to be able to see right into your roof, so you might as well build the whole wall. So I'm not doing hezekriya on you. The people of Rosh Hashanah are going to see you anyway. So kavash lo, dami lei, rabim b'imam b'chazli b'lai l'chazli ad ben b'imam b'lai l'chazli. No, your hezekriya from the neighboring roof is a greater hezekriya than what I'm getting from the people in the Rosh Hashanah, because the people in Rosh Hashanah can't see me at night. You could see me even at night. Inami rabim kikamina chazli kiyasivna lo chazli ad chazli ben kamin ben kiyasivna. The people in the Rosh Hashanah can only see me when I stand up because of the angle that they have looking upward. They can only see me when I stand up. You in the roof across can see me even when I'm lying down, when I'm sitting down. So therefore, your hezekriya is greater. Or thirdly, Rabim ki ma'ainu chazuli, ki lo ma'ainu lo chazuli, at memelin ami chazuli. The people in the Rosh Hashanah can only see if they crank my neck like that and they look all the way up. You're right across, you're going to see me memela. So that's why your hezekriya is greater. So that's why the other fellow can't have a taina that you're going to have to build a whole wall anyway, and I'm not causing you any further hezekriya. So he said that Allah is that each one builds a little more than halfway across the roof. Pshita, isn't that a davar pasha that each one bears half the responsibility? So lotzricha dekad mchal minayu va'avad. No, the case is that one of them already built his half. So ma'od detem neim le'idach shkol uzinka va'avde atkule. I might have thought that the other guy could say, you know what, I'll pay for the rest of the wall on your roof. But once you already built half of a wall, you just build the whole wall on your roof and I'll pay for it. So kamashulan, therefore it teaches us to amalei at my time lo avadit. Why did you not want to build on your roof, Mishum Dimitra Shisach, because it's gonna the weight of this wall is gonna weigh down the walls underneath it, so, which belong to you. If I'm gonna build a whole wall, that's gonna be a lot of weight on my side of the roof. Amram Nachman Shmuel. Nachman Shmuel tells a different halacha. Gag asamuch lechatzer chaver. If you have a gag right next to someone else's chatzer, osu lo maka gavoa arba amos. You build a fence that's 4 amos. nails to prevent hazagriya. Avo ben gag le gag lo, but between one gag and another guy's gag, you don't need to build a mechitza between them because people don't use their rooftops all the time. So when you use it, you could be careful that the guy's not looking in on you, and therefore it's not going to be hazagriya. That's what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman tite amar that between gag and gag, enu zakel larba amos avo zakel mechitza sara. Between one roof and the next, you may not need a 4 amma tall fence, because you're right, hazagriya is not such a big deal on a rooftop, but you at least need a 10 tefach high wall. Lamai, why do you need a 10 tefach high wall? Il hazagriya abraham speed. And if it's about hazagriya, you need a 4 amma high wall. Anyone could see over a 10 tefach wall. And il nitfasalav kiganav. And if it's because you don't want the guy to claim that, oh, well, I was wandering in your property because I didn't realize, I thought it was my property, so you want to be able to make it clear, a demarcating line between the properties, because these are roofs that are not across from a Rosh Hashanah and a Rosh Hashanah. They're mamish adjacent to each other. So you don't even need a 10 tefach wall. Just put a little shrubbery or something, a little marker, and it will be an indicator. So either gdi mutloim, and if you're trying to block animals from getting through, so then all you need to do is put little poles that are less than 3 tefachim apart from each other, and the animals won't be able to fit through. You don't need a real fence. So it says, well, liolam l'nitvas alav kigam. Now the reason for this 10 tefach high fence is that the guy can't claim to have accidentally wandered onto your roof. B'mesipas, why isn't it enough then to just put a little something, a mesipas bialma? Because masi mishtamadei amar mi mitzarikam mi mitzarina b'mechitzar l'matzi mishtamadei. Because if you just put a mesipas bialma, the guy's going to say, I wasn't coming there to steal, I was just trying to measure the space on my roof, and therefore I just stuck my hand into your side. But if there's a mechitza asara, so then he cannot claim such a thing. So Meisvei, they ask on Rav Nachman, it says in the Brayso Ma'ichatzer L'malam Migagush Al Chaveru Ein Niskakan Lo, that the Baal HaChatzer does not have to make a mechitza in order to prevent him from seeing into his neighbor's roof, because there's no hezagriya on a roof. My love, Ein Niskakan Lo Klal, doesn't Ein Niskakan Lo not just mean that you don't have to build a 4 amma high wall? Doesn't it mean that you don't have to build any wall at all, not even a 10 tefach wall? So Rav Nachman responds, Lo, Ein Niskakan Arba Amos, Av Niskakan. No, it just means you don't have to build a 4 amma high wall. But you're still going to have to build a 10 tefach high wall. Let's just go 2 more minutes, a little bit further, because tomorrow's a long daf. Itmar, let's say you have 2 chatzeros. One is elevated above the other. So Amrav Huna Tachton Bonami Kenegdo Va'ola Ve'Elyon Bonami Kenegdo Vi'Ola. That the guy who lives in the lower chatzer has to first build up his side with a wall in order to create even ground with the higher chatzer, and once he's created even ground with the higher chatzer to put a wall on, so then together they pay for the wall that goes above the height of the higher chatzer. Rav Chista Amar Elyon Misayeya Milamata Ubona. That no, the guy in the higher chatzer has to start paying for half of the price of the wall even from the height of the lower chatzer. Tanya Kavasa is Rav Chista. We have a price that supports Rav Chista. Shtei chatzer is all the malam. So, lo yomer elyon arini bona mikinagdiva ola elamaseim ilamata ubona, that he has to help all the way from the height of the lower chatzer. So the Gemara brings the end of the brisa. V'yemaisa chatzer lemalam migagush al chaveru eno zakuklo. If one person's chatzer is above then another person's gag, then the bala chatzer is not chayiv to build a mechitza at all, like we said before, because there's no hezekriya on a gag. That since there's no hezekriya on a gag, so you don't have to build a wall. That's 4 amos high to prevent that hezekriya. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Hanu Beitrei, 2 lines from the end of the page on Daf Vav Amen Beis. Okay.